T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For, you know, half the country's all caught up in the use of the word justice. It's kind of interesting when you've got a former president on trial for a myriad of really silly things that shouldn't be wasting the court's time. But, yeah, I guess justice means different things in different circumstances. Good morning and welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch. It's in full swing, 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It is also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And we'll see if there's some trash talking between the judge and former President Trump, Judge Juan Merchan, expected to hear arguments. Oh, I don't know, starting in about 25 minutes or so, on whether former President Trump violated the gag order imposed upon him in the criminal trial, a gag order that never should have been imposed. As Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and prosecutors will allege, he violated the gag order in the trial by posting on social media. Judge Merchan imposed a gag order on Trump before the trial began, ordering that Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements about witnesses with regard to their potential participation or about counsel in the case, other than Bragg, or about the court staff, DA staff, or family members or staff. But it's funny, one of the witnesses for the prosecution, Michael Cohen, attorney, former attorney for Trump, he's done pretty much the talk show circuit. At least, you know, the CNN, MSNBC, bunch of goofs.
Well, that doesn't seem like equity to me.
Sure doesn't, does it?
It does not, yeah.
All right. And Greg Jarrett, attorney and also legal analyst for Fox News, he points out some interesting things that the folks that are going after Trump are trying to do. And Colin Gallo, and I might be butchering his name, Matthew Colin Gallo, he's the one that's really, you know, in charge of a lot of the prosecution, you know, Bragg's behind the scenes, right? And this guy, he came from the Department of Justice. He was Biden's number three guy there. Wow, that's a coincidence, isn't it?
You don't believe in coincidences,
yeah.
Bob.
And so he told the panel when they were doing, you know, the setting up the case, he told the panel, this case is about a criminal conspiracy. Well, as Greg Jarrett points out, why didn't they charge Trump with conspiracy? Even though, you know, the prosecutor repeatedly accused the defendant of participating in a criminal conspiracy, the word conspiracy can be found nowhere in Bragg's indictment. It's not there. Because there was no criminal conspiracy. But that didn't stop the prosecutor from deceiving the jury by arguing about an uncharged crime. Like a skilled magician, he hopes his pretense will fool them. Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, or not. All right, so you got that going on. But we'll keep an eye on that trial, of course, and that'll give us some things to talk about tomorrow on a happy hump day Trump day, and we're going to make it that way one way or another, right? Good story. NASA problem solvers. Yep, the scientists are breathing a collective sigh of relief after a creative computer fix ended a 5-month communications gap with Voyager 1. And Voyager 1 is way, 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 way out there.
You can't even see it from here.
It's so far.
Yeah.
It, in fact, is the most distant human-made object in existence. The spaceship was launched from Florida in 1977.
Wow.
It stopped sending readable data last November. Well, engineers have been trying to troubleshoot, sending possible fixes that took over 22 hours to reach the spacecraft and another 22 hours to find out if it worked, because you got to wait for the feedback, mm-hmm. right? The problem was found to be a faulty computer chip. No.
Oh, come on. With technology.
Computers are perfect.
Yeah.
Heck, I'd trust a computer chip to drive a 80,000-pound truck down the highway at 70 miles an hour, right? Right? That's what they're doing. The problem was found to be a faulty computer chip that housed part of the system's memory. Engineers were able to reroute the data, but had to split up over three different chips because none were big enough to hold all the information.
Wow.
After sending the fix Thursday, NASA heard back Saturday confirming the modification worked. Voyager 1 is more than 15.1 billion miles from Earth.
Wow.
15.1 billion miles from Earth.
Can you imagine those long distance rates?
Can you imagine having those kind of travel miles on your credit card?
Ooh. But you know, you got to think about, you know, you're talking about trying to communicate with something with technology from 1977. No, it's no wonder that it takes three chips to cover, I mean, compared to what we would build now.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing difference in technology.
That isn't that amazing,
that
though?
Is crazy.
They can still communicate
yes.
with it, even though it's 15.1 billion miles away. And as fast as we can send data all around the country,
mm-hmm.
it takes the fastest data 22 hours
wow.
to get there. I don't know. I think it's amazing. It's amazing that they could reconnect. It's amazing that they were able to find a fix for it. Oh, this just in. Did you try turning it off and on again? See, I could get a gig at NASA just like that. Hey, Taiwan was hit again with a series of earthquakes. Yeah, this happened overnight into the early hours. With the Central Weather Administration saying the strongest was a magnitude 6.3 tremor originating in the eastern part of the island nation. The first strong quake, magnitude 5.5, hit Monday. Wow. So you wonder what's going on. Are the Chinese tunneling under? I know. You say things and then mm-hmm. you go, yeah, I meant it to be far-fetched, but
yeah.
is it?
What used to be far-fetched is today's reality.
Exactly. What used to be crazy conspiracy theories have proven mm-hmm. true. A Chinese tourist died after tumbling into a volcano. Did I mention the volcano was active?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. While trying to get a photo of the crater's mouth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We keep seeing people, they fall off mountains. Now they're falling into volcanoes. Come on, people.
What
selfies
are those,
aren't that important.
What are those little flying things they make that can take pictures for you?
Am I like a drone?
Yeah.
About?
Yeah, drone. That
just
was it. I would
Come
use
on.
A drone rather than fall in. That's just me.
Yeah.
Huang Li Hong, 31, sightseeing with her husband. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Known for its stunning blue fire at this particular volcano location in Indonesia. And the couple's tour guide said he warned them about keeping a safe distance from the volcano's opening, which Huang listened to at first. However, the woman began inching closer to the edge in order to capture a more beautiful backdrop.
Well, she found one. That is just awful.
As she walked backwards, she appeared to trip on her long clothing before plunging nearly 250 feet over the side of the cliff. And into the crater.
Wow.
Local police confirmed the death on Sunday, classified as an accident. Took more than 2 hours for her body to be retrieved. And that's just, my goodness. The active volcano, one of more than 100 that exist across Indonesia, is a popular tourist destination, as well as a mining site for yellow sulfur. Ew, I would imagine it smells pretty bad. Huh?
Yeah.
While the crater is active and regularly expels gases and flames, the site is open to the public and frequently has guided tours and hikes. Like I say, that might be the perfect use for a drone.
Yeah.
More young people skipping college for trade school.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
Details on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday thanks to Florence Recycling. And if you want to beat the traffic before you head out, make sure you tune on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Sky. It's that easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Levin.
This administration is pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
Six weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3, The Sky.
It is 9:20. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, we're in the middle of the 9 o'clock stretch. It is a gorgeous day. You have to get a piece of paradise. Get out there, at least for a few minutes, maybe just a lunch break, whatever you can do, but you've got to soak it up. It is so, so nice out. Hey, one of the top local stories, Buchholz High School math team does it again.
Nice.
Man, oh man, they just don't know how to not win. They won their 16th state championship in the past 19 years over the weekend. They won first place in all four divisions, beating out 32 other math teams at the Florida Association of Mu Alpha Theta's math convention in Orlando.
And those wins are adding up.
This year, Buchholz beat out rival American Heritage by 311 points after the roles were reversed last year when the Bobcats lost by a mere 17 points. Buchholz coach Will Fraser said last year's state loss was a big motivator for the team's competitive drive. This year, the math squad will now travel to Vegas in July for the Nationals, where it has won 15 of the past 16 national championships and was featured by the Wall Street Journal that chronicled the team's ongoing success.
Wow.
Is that awesome or what?
That's amazing.
Yeah, Robbie had him as a teacher. He said the guy is just, he's incredible. He has great stories to tell. And yeah, Robbie was a big fan.
That's cool.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
I said, Robbie, because he was a pretty smart kid. He's in medical school now. And I said, how come you're not on the math team?
Yeah. What'd he say?
I can't say it on the radio. But
well,
it was
okay, good.
But it was complimentary.
Oh, okay.
Of the kids that are on the math team.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Saying that, yeah, something along the lines of, yeah, yeah, Definitely. Dad, I'm pretty smart.
Yeah.
Not that kind of smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are different kinds of smart.
You know? Is there now?
Sure there is.
Well, smart. Well, what about people that go, oh, that's smarts. I never got that. Like, this hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I never used the term because I never.
No, I get it.
That's gonna smart.
No.
Because usually it's something dumb that caused it to smart, which makes no sense to me.
Well, let's hold on. you usually did something dumb that caused the smart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, actually did. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know where that one comes from. I have no idea.
Fixing to. I remember telling my friends, I go, yeah, when I moved down to Florida, yeah, fix it. We're fixing to go here or there. I said, man, you have permission. If you ever hear me say that, you can slap me. A couple of years later.
Yeah, it rubbed off on you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fixing to tell you the story right now. No.
I love it.
More and more young people are considered Gen Z. These folks are choosing to skip college and go to a trade school.
Good for them.
One reason being the cost of a degree. I guess another reason could be you really want to go to school? Those idiots that are out there protesting?
Yeah, the far fewer protest at trade schools.
Yeah. You know why? Because they want to learn and they want to earn.
Nice.
Right?
See what you did there.
Young man named Cy Kirby told NPR. Oh, it's NPR.
Why is he talking to them?
He knew a four-year degree was not the path that he would take because of the cost.
Slow down, Bob. That's way too exciting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I just have to do it in my own style.
Yeah.
Anyway, he knew four-year degree was expensive. After being hired by a local water department in Arkansas at 19 years old, he learned skills that eventually helped him build his own construction company.
Wow.
Now he's awesome. 32. He finds himself mentoring many of his employees, also opted to learn a skilled trade rather than shelling out a bunch of money to pursue a degree that they might not even be using after graduation. And Kirby is among the growing number of young people who have chosen to swap college for vocational schools that offer paid on-the-job training. And, I mean, that's paying off for a lot of these folks. I mean, you know, electrician, HVAC, plumbing. There's so many jobs that don't require a college degree, and the pay scale is pretty decent. Yep. And then especially if you pick up a skill, like something in the trades, you could be your own boss. Maybe not right away. Get some experience first, but you could end up being your own boss. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that, there you go. That's part of the American dream.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I gotta tell you, people that have skills and really use their hands, really make something nice, or really, you know, repair things, figure it out, fix it. There's definitely something to be said about that. And I think there was a period of time where that definitely was kind of diminished in terms of, they weren't getting paid as much.
Right.
Now it's like, make some calls and try to get somebody to come to your house for almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck with even getting a return call, let alone someone to show up that's capable, let alone, you know, get a reasonable deal. And I'm not talking about giving it away. I'm just talking about, you know, not getting hammered.
Yep.
So to speak.
Well, all I know is I got Roger the electrician coming by the house later, just saying. So he's showing up.
Wait, Roger?
Roger. You remember Roger? We met him a long time ago.
You did tell me a story
about him.
He's coming
by the house after a while.
Right.
He'll show up. He's not one of those slackers.
So CBS News recently highlighted a report from the Wall Street Journal that called Gen Z the tool belt generation.
Okay.
For choosing to go to trade school instead of college. In 2023, nearly every sector of higher education was seeing fewer students sign up while trade programs expanded. Trade programs are often more affordable than traditional four-year degrees, students note, and for many, skilled trades offer a more obvious path to a job. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, that guy Mike, what's his face? He's basically touted that idea for a long time. Mm-hmm. He actually turned that into a comfortable living for himself. But yeah, think about it. Anything that you have to have a skill, even upholstery. Yeah, but I'm embarrassed to say how much I'm paying to have two pieces of upholstery recovered. Now, they are from the boat. They're marine. You know, it's got to be marine quality stuff. But
sure.
Let me put it to you this way. If all the person does is those two cushions per day.
Yes.
They'll make $200,000 a year.
We're in the wrong business, dude.
You're darn right we are. Grab that needle and thread. Let's get to work.
We're on it.
All right. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. 9:36 Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy in the house. Thanks so much for tuning in. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Things that make you smile coming up in a little bit. You can start thinking about some upbeat thoughts. Joe Biden's thinking good thoughts. He said there's very fine people on both sides of the campus anti-Semitism issue.
Whoa, what?
Very fine people.
Come on.
I know. Stolen from the fake line out of Charlottesville and applying it to Joe Biden. See how he likes it.
Okay.
Joel Pollack writes an op-ed piece. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism on college campuses on Monday, but equivocated, saying that he also condemned those who did not understand the Palestinians' point of view. I condemn the anti-Semitic protest. That's why I set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and their, and how they're doing. His pause, not mine.
Well, he pauses quite a bit.
Joe Biden ran on the Charlottesville good people on both sides lie. Now, in 2024, we have Joe Biden actually doing what he claimed Trump did in regards to anti-Semitism. Yeah, it's not hard to find gaffes and things that are inconsistent when related to Joe Biden.
No.
Like his uncle being eaten by cannibals.
Yeah, that went over well.
Speaking of somebody who likes to eat, Senator John Fetterman spoke out recently. And I got to tell you, this guy, he maybe can't string a sentence together very well because he's got some issues, but sometimes he makes a lot more sense than a whole lot of Democrats.
I mean, lately, we've just kind of been blown away by the amazingly accurate things he said.
He criticized anti-Israel protesters who yell and show up in places in order to get their point across, noting that doing so makes each of them look like a blank hole.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the blank.
In an interview with Fox News, didn't any other Democrat pull him aside and go, hey, you can't, you're a Democrat, you can't talk to Fox, what are you doing?
Yeah, really.
But apparently they didn't get to him in time. Fetterman labeled some of the anti-Israel protests occurring throughout the United States as being not appropriate or legal or helpful in protesters getting their point across. Yeah, it's not. It's the same thing I've been saying. I never thought I would, be in such agreement with John Fetterman.
Who would have dreamed?
Yeah, but it's true. You want to win people over to how you see the world, and you're going to do it by shouting, screaming, saying really ugly, nasty, hateful things about somebody else, and you want us to join your team. Wow. You don't really know how it works, do you? That's what leads me to believe that this isn't as organic as they're trying to make it sound like. I just don't believe it. I think there's a lot of rent-a-mob kind of theatrics that could possibly be involved in some of this stuff, you know? Creating division for division's sake, keeping our eyes off of more important things while we watch the shiny objects floating by, something like that. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines touch base with Roy. Good morning, sir.
Well, I'm beginning to think that maybe more of the Congress needs, the Democratic Congress, need to have strokes because it seems to be working for Fetterman.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that as, you know, necessarily a therapy that might help your mental acuity. I wouldn't recommend a stroke for that.
No, but for some reason, he's actually a whole lot better thinking than he used to be about his opinions.
From time to time, but, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, and even a blind squirrel will find a nut once in a while. After Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel on October 7th by land, sea, and air, leaving roughly 1,200 Israelis dead and taking more than 200 people hostage, there's been an increase in anti-Israel protests across the nation, calling for a ceasefire in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. It is interesting to note that by the actions that we see on the school campuses, you'd think that it was Israel that attacked the people that live in the Gaza. Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bob. I'll keep it brief. Regarding the whole United States policy with this Iran-Israel-Palestine thing, no matter what side you're on, whether you're pro-Israel or pro-Hamas or pro-whatever place you are on the spectrum politically of how do you like this to turn out, I'd just like to make one quick observation. There is an influence within the United States foreign policy when it comes to the Middle East, and it's being directed, it is greatly, greatly influenced. Speaker Johnson actually spoke about it. There's a thought process that takes place within Christian nationalism, or if you prefer, conservative Christian circles, evangelical circles, there's a thought process which is run by something called dispensationalism. And dispensationalism teaches that we have to come to Israel's aid or God will not bless our country. And the problem is if you're wrong, then you're supporting something. You're actually just supporting something that you shouldn't be getting involved in. So an incorrect understanding of biblical prophecy is going to cause us to get involved in World War III if we're not careful.
Yeah, I can see that. Here's the problem. You know, everybody's going to discern some things differently. People can argue, you know, about, you know, which Bible is the most accurate and how to interpret all of it. I can tell you this, and this is, you know, I don't care if you're an American or what, but here's how I feel about it. We all have a lot of work to do before we try to split hairs on what's in the Bible. We have a lot of work to do. The fundamentals. We haven't even mastered the fundamentals. Rosebud, good morning.
Hey, good morning, bud. Yeah, well, God is good. All I could say is we need to support Israel. You're talking about Fetterman and what's going on in our campuses. Well, first of all, Fetterman, if you look closely at him, well, he went into the hospital for mental issues or something a while back. He stayed there for 30 days. Well, take a good close look. The tumor on the back of his neck seems to be gone. So they might have got taken care of that and let the blood flow to his brain again. If you want to know about the seem like all these Chinese protesting, well, you just got to pull up Peter Schweitzer's book, Blood Money, and find out just how much influence China has in this country and how much money they poured into universities and into every one of our anti-American groups. They pour money in it, like the co-founder of Alibaba. He mentions it in his book. The millions and millions of dollars that he's pouring in here to cause havoc in our country. People need to keep the faith and stay on course. Pray for Trump because he's being railroaded again. Pray for Netanyahu to have some kind of backbone to stand up to the Bidens who are trying to squash him now. And I don't feel one bit sorry for the Palestinians. They're just another third world nation that want money from the Americans. And May 27th, when the United Nations meets final time to pass those 300 new resolutions, and the 156 nations are signing on their sovereignty to them, and the United States will probably go along with it. And they want to put wealthy nations 50 cent a gallon world tax on
Yeah, I know. It's a laundry list of stuff. We'll have to get to that on another day. But real quick, Peasant with a Pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I just wanted to point something out. people think that if you don't like Netanyahu, then you're anti-Israel. But I contend that you can be pro-Israel and not like Netanyahu and what he's doing and what he did on October 7th or what he didn't do. And that doesn't make you anti-Semitic or anti-Israel if you don't like a particular person and the way he operates. And I just wanted to point that out, because there could be people around the world that love the United States but may not like Biden.
No, that's a valid point. I appreciate that. Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Thank you.
All right.
His voice has changed.
Maybe
he's gone through some sort of a transition or something.
No.
Vocally. I said vocally.
No.
I wasn't insinuating anything
not
else,
Bob. Nostradamus.
Where did your mind go?
He's got way too much testosterone. You couldn't drain it. If you drained it out of him, it would kill him. Okay? Because it's part of his blood, part of his DNA.
So. I believe that.
It is 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there's a lot of good things that are going on this weekend. One of them is the 5th Annual Soldiers Freedom Outdoors Appreciation Dinner. I will be emceeing that event. I invite you out. I'd love you to see the facilities and some of the great things they do for our veterans, our heroes, those that are suffering from the hidden wounds of war. They've got an equestrian program that's fantastic. They just do a lot, and I'd love you to find out more about it. Come and have dinner with us. Have some folks, some guest speakers that will, really be compelling and help educate all of us. That's going on this Saturday from 5 to 9. If you'd like some more information on that, just go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org, and I will definitely see you there.
Oh, while you're there on the website, that they've got the information there on that whole kind of monthly donation thing you can do. I know Dan was talking about, look, do a dollar a month. Anybody can do a dollar a month. Now, we obviously hope that if you go there, you realize you're right. A dollar a month really is nothing. I can do a lot more. I can do 5 or 10 or 50 or whatever. But the fact that it gives you that opportunity and he's just asking you to do something to help our veterans, I think that's pretty cool.
If everybody does just a wee little bit, yep, we can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it will certainly help out.
Yep.
Check them out.
The power of people.
Hey, we all get together and do something, we can do something good.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that in these days, huh?
It's hard to imagine.
Might make you smile, though. You're smiling.
That's what we're leading to.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. It's 9:48. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time coming up next for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political. I know you can do it. It is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, the sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
It just doesn't get any better than this. Another day in paradise. Absolutely gorgeous. You are blessed to be alive today. Thanks so much for tuning into the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:53. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Just call 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is the way on the advertisement for Waffle Defense and Shoot GTR, they have, in the last week or two, they've integrated your Detroit buddy, Marshall Mathers, also known as Eminem, the real Slim Shady instrumental music as the backdrop for their advertisement on the radio. I just have to say that is classic. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, hanging out 8 Mile Road, man. That's a tough hood.
See what you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it well, huh?
I knew to stay away from it, even though it was only like 6 miles away.
But
it was
you
far
knew
enough.
Where your mama told you not to go.
That's right. We went much further than we were supposed to on our bicycles, but not that far.
Wow.
Let's go to Tony. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. Hey, I've got a grandson. He's up in South Dakota with my daughter, and he was diagnosed with both ADHD and on the spectrum, not quite autism, but he met up with some guy. You mentioned something earlier about the Gen Z people and the trades. He met up with a plumbing contractor up there. They paid for him to go to school, paid for all of his tools, everything. He's now moved out of the house on his own. He's got his own apartment. And we were kind of wondering what this kid was going to do with his life.
Wow.
So that just makes me smile that he could go to trade school and do that. He's found gainful employment.
Yeah, that's absolutely a thing that makes you smile right there.
That's awesome.
That nails it. That is.
Well, that's...
I mean, that's what we all want for. We want, you know, mm-hmm. we want our kids to live up to their potential. And when you have... life's tough when you don't have anything
sure.
like standing in your way.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of hurdles, and here he goes, man.
That is pretty cool.
I love it.
And hats off to somebody giving him a chance and backing him and helping him out. That's great.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's what we call a win-win.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, do not go anywhere. We're not done yet. I've got a smoking gun lined up for you next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So hang on.
Trending right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. President Joe Biden's claim that his uncle, American World War II pilot, had been eaten by cannibals in New Guinea after crashing on the Malaysia island chain was firmly rejected Sunday by the Prime Minister, James Marape. Yep, his comments offended a key strategic ally as China moves to increase its influence in the area. He said President Biden's remarks may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such. They're trying to get more tourists back there. That's why their old slogan's not going to work. You know, come for dinner, stay forever. Yeah. So the Prime Minister is smoking mad. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. Enjoy this weather. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.